Now you'll hear the two long conversations.
Conversation 1. What are you going to have?
I have no idea. Could you help me with the menu?
Yes, sure. These are the starters, and these are main courses, and these are desserts. See?
What's the alternative?
The alternative is to order a complete dinner. For a set price, you get your choice of soup or juice, one dish with potato and vegetable, salad, bread and butter, and sometimes coffee and sometimes dessert.
And you pay the price listed next to the main course?
Right. Like the roast beef dinner is $7.85, plus tax and tip, of course.
It all looks pretty expensive to me.
It's not. This is only a bit more expensive than McDonald's. So enjoy yourself. We're celebrating, remember? Order anything you'd like to try. It's all on me.
You're very kind.
Friends are friends. I cannot get promoted often. Are you ready to order?
Can you tell me what a hot fudge sundae is?
That's a dessert. It's an English specialty. It's a kind of ice cream with a hot, sticky sauce over the top. Very sweet and fattening.
I don't really like the sound of that. How come there's English food? I thought we agreed to eat American food.
Our country is made up of people from all over the world. So besides collected words and phrases from every language, we've also absorbed recipes. We even have a lot of Chinese restaurants now.
Which is better, French or Chinese cuisine?
I'd say it's a toss-up. I love them both.
I didn't know you were so fond of foreign foods. When my boss promotes me, I will take you to a French restaurant near my company. The food there is delicious.
Oh, we will have a second dinner soon.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
19. What's the relationship between the two speakers?
Why does the woman think the man is kind?
21. Which of the following statements is true about the man's country?
22. What does the man think of the woman?